Yeah, it is. You know, each year is a little different anyhow from a personality standpoint. But we lost some personality in the room. We really did. I mean, you know, with Richie Soibert and Sean O'Hare, you know, there's two guys that they really had a lot of pride playing for New York Giants. And, you know, we always as coaches say play again above the X's and O's. Well, they came to work above the X's and O's because they really felt in their heart because of the way this organization is, they put everything that they, every ounce of energy, both physically and mentally, into what they did in the classroom, meeting room, and also on the football field. So it really hurt them what they went through. It hurt everybody. But as we all well know, that, you know, we have to move on now. Now, you know, 2011, when I say the personality change, it does. We have to adapt our personality as an offensive line group each and every year, nonetheless. So this year is no different than any other year from that standpoint.
Talking about Will Beattie, it seems like he's been groomed for this left tackle position since he's been drafted. Impressions of him so far, is he ready to kind of take over that spot from Deal?
Yeah, we still have to, you know, get the cobwebs out a little bit. I mean, there's a guy that's going in his third year, but has missed some time in the past. And, you know, when you miss time in the NFL, precious practice time, like William did from being injured, you know, you have to accelerate the process and try to make up for that time, and that's what we're doing here in training camp. And, you know, he's responded. He's always been that type of guy. When he's here and we have our hands on him, there's nobody that works any harder, in both in the classroom and on the football field. But what I'm trying to develop with all of our young players is when you're not here, you need to continue to try to develop and study tape, whether it's at home or wherever the situation may be.
What have you been able to do with the new center to get him ready with Boss?
Well, it's all mental. It's all mental right now with David Boss. So when he gets out there, as soon as they get everything ironed out, you know, hopefully it's going to be for tonight's practice and we're able to get him out there, we're going to put him right in. And there's going to be some things that aren't going to be as smooth as you want, but he's going to be the guy. He's going to be in there. He's going to be snapping the ball. He's going to make the calls. He'll have David Deal on one side and Chris Neal on the other. So there's two guys that have been in our system that will be a lot of help to him. But from what I can tell right now, being a little bit of been around David, that he's a intelligent guy. He is an extremely hard worker. He's a guy that I was talking about earlier with William that, you know, David, he gets it. He's a veteran. And he takes things home with him, and he does study. So, we're, you know, I'm excited and looking forward to it.
He hasn't even been able to take a single snap, though. Is that correct?
Correct. He hasn't done anything on the field at all. Everything is stand and watch. And, you know, but you just watch his demeanor on the field. He's not a guy that is bored. He's interested, and rightfully so, he should be interested.
Given that, obviously, take the emotion out of the players who lost, the line, you know, the injection of youth and maybe some more physicalness, can that be a good thing?
Well, you know, a good thing? I don't know. You know, we were physical. You know, we were physical in the past. And in the last 8 years, someone told me that in the last 7 years that, you know, we've been right up there, if not number one in running the football. We were number one, as you well know, in certain years. It has not deteriorated. You know, from, you know, there's sometimes I don't have the stats right in front of me, but, you know, obviously that takes a quarterback and running backs, tight ends, and everybody. I'm not saying it's just a line, but the physicalness is a lot of a mental. I really believe that you don't get, you know, you as a veteran, you don't get old. You get more savvy, and you can utilize some things to get more savvy. Sean O'Hare was injured during the 2010 season. And his play was not nearly what it was in the past because he's injured. Richie, his play was phenomenal. I mean, for a guy that did what he did at left guard, moved into center, and started playing, I mean, that says a lot for what Richie has done over the years and paying attention to the center position. He was as physical as anybody that we had at center. Sean was dearly missed because that gave us an opportunity to put Richie at left guard. But the youth... Yeah, if they know what they're doing and they're more powerful and their legs are maybe a little bit stronger, rightfully so. You know, you're going to go out there and you're going to knock some. But we anticipate that no matter what the age of our players are. I don't get caught up in that age thing. You know, I really don't. I mean, I feel like I'm 21, and I know I'm only 23, but, you know, I feel 21, so I roll with that.